got a chance now to show the world who God is. This church, we live in Winsfield. We got a chance now to show God. Don't miss it again. Let's not miss it again. We sit here, and not only are these brethren, but there are going to be other brethren, because that's what God told me. God told me this church would be multicultured. Now, maybe I shouldn't be saying it, but I'm going to say it anyway. I want us to see what's in you now. I ain't going to get down too far, because, hell, you know I can. He wants us to love one another. This is what heaven is. Our cultures are different. We sing different. Come on here. Come on here. So whatever go on, you go with it. If someone loves God, if it go on, you find a tune and you go in it. You find out what a place is and you go in it. Because God said, well, he don't sing like I sing. He's the Lord. But you say, oh, Lord, send them in. Send them in for what? If they be different, now God knows what he's doing. I did not call these people and ask them to come here. Did I? God help me. Send somebody to help me. And I love you. I say, I love you all. Praise the Lord. So listen. Barracudas and able to know how to feed these people. But if they don't see us with one another, then how in the world are we going to help anybody else? You think everybody coming here going to be the same color? And get out of here. I say, get out. You're not going to worship the way we worship. You sing, sister. If you do what God told you to do. I say, you do what God told you to do. He said, thank you, Lord. He know me. I'm just who I am. He gave a word this morning. He said, I had a dream about the church. I dreamed that the parking lot was packed. He said, we wanted help. I've cried for help. You think anything you do, you want it to grow. You want things to grow. If God want to grow it this way, we going to let God be like he want it. And I think he put the right person in. I'm real. That's right. Oh, don't think of, oh. Other. The sister she gonna, you know, and I told us that you all that saying, Gwen, let's love one another. If you think you're gonna be the only thing in heaven, that's pitiful. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this church bottom too. But I want to thank you. Because you know I'm telling you the truth. That you just got this Holy Spirit, don't sense that God is want to do something in this church. Really, you feel that tug. You want to go on. You want to go further. Well, you can't go further until and how you want to do it. You know, we got to, oh, you know what they need. Come on here. As long as I stand, but y'all know me, if I stand here, it's going to be done his way to the best of my understanding. Amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Now, if you get all that mess out your heart now, the flu, what is this mess going around? Y'all remember we was on 1400. We prayed and none of us had to. Because we was together. He moves when you're together. So now we should be. And put it on the chain. Come on, don't break the chain. Praise the Lord. Father and Jesus, I love your people. And I thank you for this opportunity. Lord, I'm in Jesus' name. As I sat back there, you told me to curse sickness. And I'm going to do it. Because you said it. I curse you. I curse flu. I curse all these things that's coming. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Be healed. Be well. In Jesus' name. Take me well. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm going to preach today. And I ain't through. God. Now look at the counter and I say, well, Lord, you know, I don't know. I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord. Oh, just thank the Lord. Huh? I hope I can. What you got it in? What key? Okay, we'll try. You may be seated. Just a little bit low. Just a little. Just. Okay.
Got it.
Because he lived, all fear is gone. Because
yes,
I know.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Who holds the future.
Yes.
And life. It's worth the living just because he lives. God sent his son. Thank you, Jesus. They called him Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes. He came to love, heal, and forgive. Yes, Lord. He lived and died.
Yes. Oh, Jesus.
Yes, he did. To buy my pardon.
Yes.
Yes, he did. And an empty grave.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Is that to prove that my Savior lives?
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. And because he lives, oh yes, I can face tomorrow. Oh yes,
hallelujah.
Because he lives, all fear is gone.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. And life is worth the living just because he lives. That's what it say. How sweet to hold.
Yes.
A newborn baby. Yes, Lord. And feel the pride and joy he gives. Yes, Lord. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face,
yes,
uncertain days,
yes,
because he lives. You don't have to worry about it. But
because
he lives,
oh,
I can face tomorrow.
Because he lives.
Yes, Lord. All fear is gone.
Oh, hallelujah.
Life is worth the living just because he lives. It's the last verse. And then one day,
oh, hallelujah,
yeah, I'll cross,
yes,
that river.
Oh, hallelujah.
I'll fight life's final.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Lord,
war with pain. Yes.
And then as death,
hallelujah,
gives way to victory.
Tomorrow.
Yes, Lord. Because because he lives. Sing it again. Because he lives.
Woo. Hallelujah. Yes,
Lord. You can face tomorrow.
Oh, because he lives.
Sister Davis, sing that third verse again. Sing that third verse again. And then one day,
I'll cross that river.
I'll find life's
final war
with pain. But then as death, hallelujah,
this way
to victory,
I'll see the lights of glory,
and I know
he lives,
hallelujah,
because he lives, oh yes, Lord,
I can face tomorrow. And life is worth the living just
because
my Jesus lives. Oh, hallelujah.
Because he lives.
Hallelujah.
Because he lives.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, because he lives.
Hallelujah.
Because he lives. Because he lives. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is what I want to say to you. I feel the Holy Spirit wanted me to say this to you. Amen. He told me once, don't say I'm too old. You're not too old. The 20 years that you spent in that camp have given you experience that they don't have. So God is going to help you. God, and all of a sudden, your mind, hallelujah, is going to just crack. And you're going to know what's going on. You're going to be better than they're going to be coming to you and ask you how to do it. God is going to do it. I just feel like, pray, God is just a good God. Oh, Lord, I've been through, oh, Lord, many toils and snares. And I've already come. But he's brought me thus far. And grace going to take me on. He's going to take me on. Will you turn with me to Isaiah? Thank you, my sister. Thank you, Lord. You sit there because I may have another son. No. You don't want to be comfortable. Sit in your comfort. Sit comfortable. Hallelujah. I told you, and I expressed it, what God had given me. Okay, brother want to read. Praise the Lord. And it might come ready into what I'm ministering. Okay, come on. Praise the Lord. So you turn to Isaiah while he's coming. He had a dream that he wanted to share.
On the unplanned fast, there's things he knows he has to get you in a place where he can talk to you. And on the fifth day of the fast, this is a dream he gave me. It began as the strangest dream ever. I heard some friends of ours sing, "I Know a Man Who Can." I went over to join them for the song, but they didn't acknowledge me. They didn't even see me. They didn't understand that I was even there. And my wife and I were standing in an old building. It was a church with pews. We had been there for approximately 3 days. I asked for a Bible to be brought to me. A young white male came to me with his head down and placed the Bible in my hands. When he looked me in the face, he had no eyes, only skin covering the openings where he would have been able to see. I went looking for the minister of that congregation. I found him and a few other men. We sat on a couple of pews, I began to try to talk to the minister, but none of them recognized me. They didn't hear me. They didn't see me. They didn't even know I was there. I started to describe my dream, but with them, there was no reaction. In this dream, I didn't even know if I was dreaming or it was a vision. I still don't know for sure. In the building, I looked outside the windows and saw a massive flood coming our way. In the midst of the flood, I saw three 747 airplanes also floating our way. I looked across the room and saw my wife. When I reached her, I placed my hand gently on her, and her face suddenly changed. She was no longer my wife. I asked her where my wife was. She pointed me to the bench next to the wall. I sat next to whom I thought was my wife, and no longer my wife. A third woman, sitting lonely at the end of the blanket on her, that my wife had a sad expression on her face. Her countenance changed. It's time to realize I really was awake. I was in a hospital bed. All of this I had witnessed. He said, what God has allowed you to do is see through his eyes and walk in his footsteps. You become deaf, dumb, and blind. You don't see him. You don't stay with worship long enough in the waist-deep water. Get out where you can swim. He said this of several to reach us, and he hasn't been able to. We've always got our plans, our programs, and we can change the setup, how things are going to be with the church, because we've got to grow.
Thank you. Praise, I don't think it's going to be out any of what I'm going to be. I was saying that we need to stay longer. And I know a lot of times a sister gets up here, and she said, you know, I just want to praise God. The church is open. I've never stopped y'all from praising God. You know, I've never done that. You know that. No, you are free to praise God. So the devil telling you that if he's telling you that. Because I want to see God move. That is in my heart. I'm not up here for nothing. I want to see God move. And so if you get to want to praise God, I pray. Y'all know it. I praise him with you as long as you praise him. With my little dancing and everything. And yes, I love God. Amen. And God ain't just dealing with just me. We are God's children. We are his body. You know, if you just was one-handed, you'd be in bad shape. But God is dealing with the body of Christ. So I told, he said, no, sister, David, that ain't all your fault. I said, no, I understand, because we are the body of Christ. And you know, when Dee Dee break out in a song, yeah, we breaks out with her. If he break out in a song, we break out with. So don't say, I wonder if they, just get up and do what you do. Pray, you might be the very one that break that service through. Who knows? Praise the Lord. Don't be looking. That's what's wrong. We look at people. Look at each other. Oh, no, he got it. And he ain't doing nothing. How do you know who God want to use? Let him use us as people. And let us pay attention to what he's saying. Because I don't want to miss my visitation. I don't want to miss. Y'all know me. Y'all been knowing me for years. Amen. Let's go to the 40th chapter of Isaiah. And God, you help us to pay attention. Thank you, Lord. But what it is, I believe, the people be in so much stress. And when they come to church, they're not really stress-free. They're not stress-free. They come still wondering what's going to happen tomorrow, wondering what's going to this and that. Praise the Lord. So God told me, I heard people say, Lord, how long? And some of us have been in trials a long time, but I come to tell you, not long. And I'm going to show you what God told me to do, and I think what he say to one, he say to all. Amen. So he told me, better wait up on the Lord. Now I'm going to show y'all what waiting is now. He said, they shall renew their strength. You want strength, if you're down and you're out, you got to wait on God. We don't even wait in prayer. We don't even wait in prayer. God began to show me that we don't even wait in prayer. I say a lot of times we don't even know what to pray. We run into prayer instead of listening sometimes. Now, sometimes they taught me, but this is what the Holy Ghost is teaching me. They taught me that when I got through praying to listen to God, which I do. But you need to listen before you start praying. You need to sit sometime and see where he going to take you. You know, but people say, well, you know, I got to pray about 20 minutes to get the world out. I tell you, you get close enough to him, the time will lack. Praise the Lord. Amen. You get to want God enough. No, it won't be no 20 minutes. You be in there, you look up, and 2 or 3 hours done passed. Amen. So God told me, he said, practice listening. We had a little thing, and when I was in Detroit, and it's very cold there. And it says, look both ways. They taught us, the kids, before you cross the street, use your eyes, use your ears, then use your feet. They taught us that. So we need to look both ways. Amen. And sit before God until he do something for us. You don't know what to do. He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Now, we want our strength renewed. We got to wait upon the Lord. I said we got to wait. And flesh don't want to wait. Flesh said, that is not flesh's thing to wait. Do it now. That's why we got all these floppy places you go and get your chicken and get. You know what happened to me? I went to the chicken place and this man they changed it over. Lord showed me. They changed it over and I went up to the chicken place. I didn't feel like cooking last Sunday, so I was going to go get me some chicken to eat. And I went there and I said, now I'm getting a little perturbed. And the Lord kind of laughed at him. He said, see, can't even wait. Now, what it is, these people done changed things. And the man that took it over, he would try to do everything. He tried to, take this and go back and fix the food. And you can't do all of that, you know. You can't do it all, you know. And so the people that he had, it was so slow. They were putting people up there saying, wait till we fix it. I said, Lord, wait till you fix it. I said, he got to do something. He got to get some help or something. You know, and I'm doing all this. And I said, oh, Lord, it's just like waiting on you, ain't it? I'm getting ready to get some chicken, something I want to eat. Do I want to eat this? I'm getting ready to do something. Yet I'm trying to rush. Yet my spirit is rushing. So I'm getting my spirit down. Now, I'm telling you now, I'm going to be frank with you and honest. We got to get our spirits not so rushed. You know, but we don't want to spend that. No. You can't get people to pray. They can't hardly pray an hour. Be shame. We just can't. We just too rushy. We too in a hurry. And if you're going to touch God, you're going to have to sit and wait. What do wait mean? It mean wait. That's what it mean. We got to find out that what God say he means too. He said that you would renew your strength. He said you would mount up with wings as eagles. And we taught on this. You're going to run and not be weary. We get running and we get tired. And we walk sometime and we get fainty. We ain't waiting. He said, and they should run and they should walk and not faint. Now, if anybody knew about that, it was David. Because this is in Psalms, right? So let's read so much. Praise the Lord. Let's read a few more scriptures. By the way, your pastor preaching, I'm practicing this. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to go to 1 Kings 19. I want to go. Now, this man knew God. I knew of him. I believe he was a prophet, and I believe he stayed close to God. Amen. 1 Kings. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Children of God, you know, we had in my old church, they say it take time to be holy. That's what they said. They said it take time. I said, I'm almost about to believe them. Yes, the 1 Kings, the 19th chapter. Hallelujah, Jesus. And this is the time of Jezebel and Elijah. And this amazes me. This chapter amazes me every time I read it. Hallelujah. Now, just like you feel, I don't think you ever get too high in God to not have feelings. They come back down and have normal feelings or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just read through the thing. Yeah, you know, I don't think you ever get that high. Now, here was a man who just called down fire from heaven, Elijah. And Jezebel put out the word the devil did, said, I'm going to kill him. And you come out killing now, messing with my flesh now, watch out now. Come on now, because this flesh ain't quite dead yet here. Come on. Come on. That's why the Lord said, reckon yourself dead. And that's why Paul said, I die daily. Because you got to die from this flesh. And the Bible say, and what he saw, when she said something, he saw something. And I preached on that. He saw. Because you better stop sawing so much. He saw. He saw all these people she had killed. And so he knew that he was next. Oh, the devil just got his mind and he began to see, oh my God, all the devastation. He saw it and it began to frighten him when he saw this. He didn't want to die like that, no doubt. Praise the Lord. So he would say, God, you take me. I didn't want to die like that. You know, you take me. And so he said, I'll tell you what you do. What are you doing here? He said, well, I Jezebel done killed up everybody. I know she showing up real. You know, I know she says she's going to do it and she's going to do it because she done it. He said, Elijah, go up in the mountain. You remember what, you know the story. Let's read it some. He said, we'll start there. He said, let's read back. And he looked, I missed all this. Ooh, my goodness. And as he lay sleep under a juniper tree, behold, an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, rise and eat because the journey is too great for you. He arose and ate and drank and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights. Praise the Lord. Oh, I could preach on that. And he came there into a cave and lodged there. Behold, the word of the Lord came to Elijah and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? What are you doing here? He said, I've been very jealous for the Lord God. I done served you. Lord, you know I done served you. He said, for the children of Israel have forgotten thy covenant. Throw down your altar, slain your prophets with the sword. And how silly. I'm the only one that's left. Bless your little heart. God is so weak, he can't keep nobody. But so you so far up there, you feel like if he can't keep you, then ain't nobody else kept. God got 5,000 who never bowed to Baal. He got people out there right now. It's running over us. I'm telling you. People that's winning souls. And we sit up here. Well, we got to. Okay, let me read. He said, go forth and stand up on the mount before the Lord. Notice now, he said, before the Lord. And behold, listen now. The Lord passed by. The Lord passed by. Say it. The Lord passed by. And a great and strong wind would beat the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. The Lord passed by. And Elijah was waiting to hear from the Lord. But he knew that all that commotion was not God. Somehow or another, he went so far with God because he understood that he had a spiritual mind. That he said, God is not in the rocks and he ain't in all that commotion. Praise the Lord. He's not in all that commotion. Praise the Lord. You got to get quiet to hear God. Sometimes, I'm telling you, you got to get quiet sometimes to hear God. It ain't in all that. And the Bible said, but the Lord was not in the wind. Okay. And an earthquake came. Surely, no God, and my God, in an earthquake. And Elijah's standing there. He got a mantle. He got this, that was called of God. They had mantles, but they say in the natural, they put the sun and thing. But they used these mantles like prayer cloths. And the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after earthquake, a fire. Now that surely be God. That surely got this fire. Oh, my God. But the Lord was not in the fire. You got to sometimes get to yourself and get up on a mountain. Get somewhere by yourself. And nobody, what somebody call you, they ain't in that. Somebody call you on the phone, that ain't in that. And somebody doing something else, and you looking for, see, you got yourself, you looking for something. You looking for Sister Sally, because Sister Sally always call you when you get down. But sometimes Sister Sally ain't going to call you. Sometimes you got to just wait on the Lord, and ain't nobody going to hit you but the Lord. So he wasn't in the fire. Now that surely should have been. And there was an earthquake, and it was so when Elijah heard it. Listen, but after the fire, a loud voice came. A loud voice came. Oh, Lord, a still, small voice came. Hallelujah, I'm here, Elijah. I'm here, Dee Dee. I'm here, Helen. I'm here. But you got to wait. You got to wait through your trials. You got to wait through your tests. Hallelujah, you got to wait. We don't want to do that. Praise the Lord. So soon as something happens, that's got to be God. Now here we go. I'm going to Ed. Brother Ed, so-and-so. I'm not saying that Brother Ed won't help us sometime. You help us all the time, by the way, bro. Brother Ed, so-and-so. You don't, for sure. We'll pray. Praise the Lord. But that ain't it. It ain't the point that God don't let him help you. It's the point that he tired of you running to people. He wants you to stay still and hear the salvation of the Lord. Because he's the one that's got the battle. So he said, ooh, you know what? Brother Ed prayed for me and woo, 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 woo. But they don't know that. Peter and them had a hard time keeping people from saying Peter. Paul did it. Because he knows that God is a jealous God. You better believe now. Come on here. God is not going to give his glory to nobody. I say nobody. I used to tell him, Al loves me so much, I'm like his mother. And so when he see God, he said, Pastor, I said, good boy, don't you still call my name? You want me dead? So he picked that up. He picked it up. He said, well, I ain't going to want to kill Pastor. God would let nobody keep his glory. He's God, and he's God all by himself. He's God, and he's God all alone. He's your God, and you can depend upon him. I said, you can't depend on people. I'm saying you can love people. Didi gonna help you sometime. Praise the Lord. But you better get your faith in God. I said, yeah, you better get your faith in God. Ain't no time for having your faith in. I'm telling you, we got to get our faith in God. Because sometimes, hallelujah, yeah, we got people in here that can pray for you. We got people here that love you. We got people in here to make you feel good. But I got to hear from God. This is something I got to hear from God. I got to hear and see what he got to say. Got to hear the voice of God. And so the Bible said, when he heard the voice, he covered his, this is it, this is God here. Yeah, I've heard all this other stuff, but now I'm getting what I'm looking for. Now he kind of failed up in there, looked like me when he ran from Jezebel. But see, when he got there, standing there long enough, he got it back together. Like they say, somebody got the groove back. He got his Holy Ghost groove back. I say he got his groove back. Praise the Lord. It was God who sent me. It was God who sent me. Praise the Lord. He said, so I'm getting my groove back. You know that? No, Lord, I know it ain't in all that. I know it ain't in all that. And I know it ain't in all that. But when he said, I'm listening for you. Oh, when you came to me before, you spoke to me, Lord. You spoke Elijah. You spoke my name. I want to hear my name again. I want you to call my name one more time, Lord. And I ain't moving until I hear your voice. Elijah. Praise the Lord. What are you doing here? Sometimes we know we get in a hurry. We get in a hurry. But you got to what? You got to wait. I said you got to wait. You got to wait. And I found so many scriptures on wait. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God see your tears. You know what? God see your tears. And God, I'm telling you, God is coming. Because you're going to wait on God. You're going to wait on him. The Lord said, I've got you in a place now. He said, and I ain't never been by myself. I say it again. He said, but now I'm going to teach you how to wait. I'm going to teach you how to hear me. You ain't going to be wondering what to do. Because you got nobody to call. You got to call me. You know, Brother Ed, if we're going to be children doing exploits, we ain't going to get them exploits from Sister Phyllis, Sister this, Brother that. It's going to have to come from God. Because he is the power. He's the glory forever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm telling you, I'm not fussing because it's not easy. It ain't easy. It ain't easy. You know, when I was a kid, the fellas would, I told y'all this, they'd wrestle. Flush to flush. And they'd wrestle you down. Say uncle. Say uncle. Well, this flesh don't say uncle too often. You got to wrestle that flesh down till it say uncle. Say uncle. You ain't getting up till you say uncle. Hallelujah. Thank God. The Lord said to me, you've been crying out for what you want. Do you really want this? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I want it. He said, wait on me. Meditate in my word. Eat my word. Wait on me. And Lord knows I pray. I do. I pray over here, pray over there, walk there. But you know, I'm talking about something more. Do you want the same thing? You know, when God graduates you, you ain't supposed to be doing the same thing. He's supposed to be doing that and something more. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to stand and say, yes, God has blessed us. Yes, God has helped us. God has done miracles in our life. God has given us good services. God done all of these things. But God ain't through. That just, you ain't touched him. You ain't a drop of what God can do. What happened on the day of Pentecost? What did he tell him to do? Go up there and just. Wait. Boy, about the third day, I know folks. I know people. Oh, Lord. And they don't even know they're waiting on. They don't know what it's supposed to do. He just told them to wait till you receive power. Wait until you receive power. Now, power now, yes, that's good. So they had some good to wait on. Praise the Lord. But, honey, wait, I'm telling you, baby's crying. Because there was mothers up there. I know they had kids up there. And they don't count. You know, they don't count up at the women. 120, which is a good one. And I think about the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day. They said, Lord, when are you coming? Lord, when are you coming? Like we prayed all night. Me and Al prayed all night one night. It was hard, too. Oh, Lord. Al was up against the piano praying. He said, oh, Lord. And I was back there, oh, Lord. Praise the Lord. But you got to wait. Got to wait. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because God's time is not like our time. Hallelujah. I say about the sixth day came. Praise the Lord. They still wait. Now I believe when you get, listen to this. When your strength begin to get renewed as you wait, then there comes expectation in your heart. Your heart comes alive. He quickens you. He does. He quickens you if you done waited long enough. He will quicken you by his spirit, make you alive. Now you know. Now you walk and you say, oh, yes. Hallelujah. I know it's so. I know it's going to happen. Something get up in your heart, honestly. Praise the Lord. Because something done got in your pastor's heart. I know he's going to do what he say. Hallelujah. I don't care what nobody say. I know he's going to do what he say. And God came to him. Elijah. Hallelujah. He had to tell him, say, wait a minute now. You know what he told him? He had 5,000 that never bowed to Baal. Hallelujah. And so he told him what to do to go and to Jehu. God got something for us to do, something great. Something great. You want to read that now. Praise the night teacher. And I love the second chapter of Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 20. I'm going to say, praise the Lord. When Jehoshaphat was fighting, you know, just about how Jehoshaphat. Praise the Lord. And it don't matter how many troubles you got. It don't make, if you just wait on him. He will. Praise God. Because sometimes he want to show you something really, really great. Praise. And that's what he did for Jehoshaphat. They had so many folks out there. It ain't no way they could have won. And it just ain't no way. But God told him, say, look, this battle is mine. Yeah, Second Chronicles 20, I think. Say, this is mine. This is mine. You know what? Thank you, Jesus. This, you know, this battle we in, it's the Lord's. It's the Lord's. It belongs to him. We ain't gonna worry about it no more. You done prayed enough about it. and gave it to him. Praise the Lord. Now it's God's. It's God's time. He said, you need not work in this. You need not get up and do nothing. You didn't fall down, but you need not fight. I feel like he's saying, the battle is the Lord's. He's telling me, I believe he's telling me, but the battle is mine. It's mine. So get up off your knees and stop bringing it up all the time, because it's mine now. You need not fight. You ain't going to have to lift a sword. You ain't going to have to do nothing. It's mine. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Go in. Donald going to come over there and be doing his little thing. Because God said he was a brand plucked from the fire. I don't care what the devil say. I said, God said it. Praise the Lord. And all you got to say, God said it. All you got to do is go up to your house now and say, Lord, you said it. And I believe it. Hallelujah. I believe what you say, Lord. See him over there. See him over there. Praise the Lord. Your son, you don't ask God? Praise the Lord. Well, he come. Now, I'm telling you now, this bell is his now. You've been doing this long enough. Down there crying and weeping and you know, wetting the floor up and got to go get something to wipe up stuff and trying to make him do. But he's telling you today, I brought a word to you today. Pray you need not fight this. You don't already fought, sister. The battle is the Lord's. That's what he told me. He said, Celeste, the battle, I come over here. I'm weeping over here. Go over there, walking and weeping. I said, Lord, I'm tired of this. He said, well, then let me take it. He said, give it up. And you go back and you give it up and tell the saints to give it up. Hallelujah. I said, give it up. And then your peace comes. Your peace will come. You ain't got no peace. That's because you still holding on to that mess. It ain't that you said, well, Lord, say pray. He didn't tell you just to pray until you get unpeaceful. You woe out. God don't wear, you know. Now. Who you praying for? Is you wearing out because you're praying for saints? Now, that's a little bit different. Because we got intercessors that wear out. Well, now, but you ain't on your eyes. Come on. If you interceding in prayer, yeah. But at this, I'm talking about your stuff. I'm talking about your stuff. Give your stuff to the Lord. This day. This day. And see your children. What did you ask them? See your children saved. You can't see them if you come to somebody, Lord, save them. No. When you save them, they're going to come to church and they're going to be singing in the choir and so on, so on, so on. So. When you do it, not if. Ain't no ifs in God. Very few. Praise the God. If he say something, it's going to be. I said, if he say something, it's going to be. I said, if he said it's going to be. Like, all you got to do is wait on God. Praise the Lord. All I got to do is wait on God. I told Brother Al, I got up this morning. Praise the Lord. And I went to the, you better know it. I went to get my hats. I got a little drawer I keep my hats in. And I just pulled my jewelry box out and put a wedding band on. And I ain't thought nothing about it. So I come over here and I was saying, Lord. I went back there and said, Lord. He said, I told you what I'm going to do. What I want you to do now is walk in my truth. Not no if, when. It shall be. I said, it shall be. It shall be. Sister Linda, God gave you the same. And you're concerned about you singing and playing. But you can play and sing here. And as you sing, see, everybody don't like the same thing. Come on here. Everybody don't like the same thing. You don't like the same song. Y'all don't like some of my songs because y'all know I'm a hymnist. I love hymns. I say, Elvis said, well, passing on the hymn we love is when you taught us those hymns. Because I love hymns. Because hymns move me. Well, something else may move you. I'm not going to tell you that not to listen because you get moved. I'm going to be moved like God moved me. Amen. Ooh, Jesus. I'm talking to me too. This goes like this here. But I just feel like I said, Lord, she don't know what a blessing she's been to us. Y'all don't know what a blessing. I see God. When you get up and you walk in faith, hallelujah, you say, Lord, I know what you're saying. I know you believe in God to the best of your understanding. But Lord, I'm going to tell you, it ain't going to take no 1 or 2 years. It's not going to take no 1 or 2 years. You coming through and God going to get the glory. Hallelujah. The church is going to shout. The church of God. If you ever, people going to dance that they never dance. People going to shout that never shout, because God is going to use you, praise the Lord, to let these people know there's a God. Ha! Yes. Yes, Lord. That's what I told God. I said, Lord, you do this. Let the people know you're a God in heaven. It ain't like what the man do and then it works like that. You do it and let it work like this. Let it work like this. What you say? Well, boy, I got me some, my groove came back, baby. I got my groove back. I got my groove back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David said in 130:5, I wait for the Lord. My soul does wait. Listen. And while you waiting, in his word, trust. He said, in his word, I got hope. I got hope in his word because I'm waiting on him. Hallelujah. And then he said again, lead me in your truth. Teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. And on thee do I wait all the day. I'm going to wait on you all the day. Praise the Lord. You know, I was a brother. I don't know if you ever noticed that, but when people fought, we fight different now. We don't go to take land per se. You know what I'm saying? We would fight from the morning to the next evening. I said, God. Come on. Yeah, this. So we fight some. Come on, girl. Woo! But I'm going to tell you. God strengthens you when you wait. You think David wants strengthened? He said he was strengthened. He was strengthened to pray. He was strengthened to call upon his God. God is not going to put you in a place that you can't do. You're going to be wondering where you got your strength from. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, the next one I'm going to be so wore out. No, you won't. You need to be in some of the primary we was in when they lasted a week. You need to be in some of them. You get out and God do something for you. God lifts you up. You feel good because God strengthens you. They that wait, it didn't say their strength gonna fail. It says he gonna renew your strength. And God ain't gonna take you further because this church is going somewhere. I teach pastor, we learn it, I do it, and you got to do it. Let's go somewhere. Praise the Lord. We don't want to sit here, Sister Phyllis. We're willing to leave. We're going to learn what God's going to teach us. Because God got. And you know, even though a lot of us, I'm from a church, brother from a church, but I thank God that you have. And it comes by the Holy Ghost. Oh, I couldn't receive it. If you get anything in there, it'll be there. But I'm receiving. I'm receiving because it's coming from the Holy Ghost. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And that's what I've been wanting to do. Go. Then he gives you where you get what you know. And a tear fall, he bottles it. He bottles your tears. Is that what? You want to be unprayed enough where you can do your thing at the end. Put your prayer in that tears in sin. And when I pray in the morning, I say, Lord, let my prayers come up. Hallelujah. Because I want to see something happen. Kids here. I want to see sister's kids here. I want to see it. I want to see it. I said, Lord, you help me. It always was a multiplier. Look at no neglect of Minerson. That gets on my nerve, buddy. And I go eat a cookie because I'm an emotional eater. So I'm emotional. I had 10 kids. So I'm not used to a little nothing. You know what I'm saying? No. Praise the Lord. That we need to, you know, praise. And we know we do. We say we need to praise God more. But nobody wanted to leave. Why didn't you do it? You was the one he chose to lead to praise that morning. You was the one that the Holy Spirit chose. So I ain't going to take all this blame. You did it. Amen. And then you don't want to, Pastor, she going. When Pastor get up, then dog, no, when you get up here. When you stand up and do what God wants you to do. I said, when you stand up. Thank you, Sister Phyllis, because you stand up and you don't care. And everybody, I don't say, but now don't try to be like Sister, but you. But be yourself. Give God all you got. He's not expecting you to give what Sister Helen. He's expecting for you to be you. When Sister gets up, she's her. When Brother gets up, he's him. And that's what God expects. But you got to do what? I say you got to do what? We got to do what? We got to wait. Because David said in Psalm 62:5, listen, my expectations is from him. If you're waiting on your expectations and thinking it's come from God, then where are you going? You got to wait on the Lord. And the Bible say, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him. To the soul that seek him, he's good. I say he's good. I leave this morning with said, now next, I'm going to give you something next. If the Lord don't do me again like he did. Now preach. I said, Lord, I studied that so hard. And I was so excited. I was even telling people about it. I was constantly, woo, hell, God gave me something. Woo, woo, woo. Wee. He said, no, I want you to preach this. Okay. One thing I've learned, you got to obey him. You can't be so, because I'm his servant. He ain't my servant. I'm his servant. Amen. So I do praise that the Lord bless you and got you stirred up and it got you stirred up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It wasn't nothing to beat you down. It's something to lift you up. So because we sure got to wait on him. It don't need to be trying to pretend because you got to wait on him. It didn't be telling you, go ahead. No, you got to wait on him. You got to wait on him. And when he comes through, buddy, and he will come through. He'll turn it over and do things you never thought. He will lead you and take you places you never went. Be down on your feet. Praise the Lord. Upon the Lord,
shall renew their strength.
That was the song.
They shall mount up with wings
like
as
an eagle.
They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
Oh, they that wait upon the Lord
shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle.
They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Teach me, Lord, to wait.
Say it again. Oh, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
They shall mount up with wings like an eagle.
They shall run and not be weary.
They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
One more time.
And they that wait
tell him
upon the Lord.
Shut your eyes and mean it.
Shall we renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle.
Yeah.
They shall run and not be weary.
They shall walk and not faint.
Teach me, Lord.
Teach me, Lord,
to
wait. Teach us to wait,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Teach us to wait, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Teach us to wait on you, Lord.
Yes.
Teach us to wait on you, Lord. Hallelujah, because you're fighting the battle. You told them this time, it's your battle. The battle is the Lord's. And so, Lord, I just want to thank you for the Holy Spirit and what you have done. Praise the Lord, it's strengthened our heart. Feel that you've been, feel your heart been just touched today. Praise the Lord. Just go on and thank him for touching your heart today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Brother Ed, I'm ready to go somewhere. I ain't ready. I won't stay in this place. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm ready to see what God will do. I'm ready to see what God will do. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You ready? Thank you, Jesus. Father, we want to thank you. Anybody need prayer? I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You've been trying to overcome. But the Lord will say, if you put this down, you're going to overcome this month. You'll overcome it. You overcome it. Something been bothering you, something that you've been holding on to. You will overcome it. This is the month of your overcoming. This is the month. This is it. This is it. This is it. Praise the Lord. Say the Lord. It'll be. You're going to overcome it. Praise the Lord. If you have to cry, if you have to cry, if you have to cry, go and get your rag and wash your face and come on back. Whatever you have to do, this is your month to overcome this. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even those that are listening, brother, those that are listening, hallelujah, the same challenge. God said this is the month. Hallelujah. That thing you've been trying to overcome, if you'll put it down and give it to God, he's going to deliver you. I say, I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. He's going to deliver you this month. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for the Holy Spirit. Lord, I know it's awesome, awesome, awesome. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the moving of your spirit. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. So help us, Lord, in the name of the Lord. Help us in Jesus' name, Father. The Lord go with you, my brethren. The Lord lift his eyes upon you, lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord give you his peace. His peace. His peace. I ask it in Jesus' name, Father. I thank you. Amen. You may be dismissed. Praise the Lord.